Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Representative Rick Crawford, chair of the House Agriculture Committee's Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Agriculture is important to us from a national security perspective. And if as an industry we can't coalesce around that, I think we're going to continue to shoot at each other and we're going to continue to implement policy that doesn't help, that in fact is harmful. And we need to start selling the public on the value of agriculture to our national security. The day we become a net food importer is the day we say goodbye to our national security. We're already, you know, in a position with energy. We don't need to be in the position of energy-wise to be dealing with foreign countries that don't really care about us. We can take care of ourselves. Not only can we take care of ourselves, they can be a great revenue stream for us from a global marketing perspective. We can do those things, but we choose not to. Why? I don't know. But if we take that route on food and fiber, we are at the mercy of people who don't care for us.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
That argument's not lost on the general public. I saw a poll recently that suggested that they are supportive of the idea of supporting agriculture. In fact, 70%+ of Americans agree that's important to us. But we haven't come forth with this argument that it's a national security imperative to help secure our agricultural resources. Plain and simple.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I have challenged ag professionals in every commodity group and every agency, every organization, that we need to coalesce around a single set of ideas. If those are 3 points or 5 points, whatever we can all agree on, that strengthens agriculture. Not about strengthening cotton per se, it's not about strengthening rice per se or soybeans, it's about strengthening agriculture. That makes it easier for us to write a farm bill that better serves you, because the general public then gets on our side. We have to win that battle. If we don't, we're going to continue to see weak farm bills, and we're going to continue to see problems in the industry that we can't correct.